We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SI.com golf writer Bob Herrig joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. I know it's a very busy week for you, and I know that you have a lot of insight into people we want to talk about. In particular, you wrote a book on Tiger and Phil. We talked a lot about Phil yesterday and everything that is going down in his world, in his life. Him not playing in this event, just from your perspective, is it weird to be out there and not have Phil around?
Absolutely. I think it's really weird just in general that the defending champion who had such a historic win last year isn't here, and it's not due to injury. You know, I mean, there's very few instances over time where a defending champion did not return, almost always due to injury. Tiger in 08, when he won the PGA, he had knee surgery, so he couldn't defend.
Rory.
Rory in 15 is the latest example. He hurt his ankle a couple of weeks before the British Open. But to not do it because of a controversy, even the last time anybody can think of that a player didn't defend due to a non-injury reason was Ben Hogan in 1954. He only went and played the British Open one time in his career, and he won it in 53, and he elected to not go back. That wasn't due to any controversy. So Phil's embroiled in a mess, and it really is kind of remarkable it's escalated to this point.
Were you surprised that Tiger defended him as much as he did yesterday? I told my partner Dustin here,
not agreeing with his comments and his thoughts on Saudi.
Yeah, I just thought I was surprised because I didn't think it came across authentic from Tiger there.
Actually, I think Tiger handled that, probably about as well as you could expect. He didn't bury him. He took the high road when it came to, Phil not being here. And, he's popular and he won this tournament last year and he said all the right things as regard to that. But he made it very clear he's on the opposite side of this from Phil. Doesn't agree with his comments and had, had some of the best comments I've heard on the whole thing when he talked about, the PGA Tour is our legacy. We have to earn what we make. It's about the history of the game. That's an aspect that's not been brought up enough. If you just have golf tournaments where they're throwing money at people, what does it mean? In other sports, there's structure. You play the games to achieve something, and it's to achieve, a division title or a conference or a championship sort of thing. In golf, obviously, you're trying to win the majors. But from week to week, winning tournaments establishes your legacy. We keep track of it. And we keep track that Tiger is 82 and tied with Sam Snead and Jack Nicklaus has 73 and Ben Hogan had 64 and Arnie had 60, and oh, by the way, Phil has 45, and the next closest is Dustin Johnson with 24. Their record was established on the PGA Tour. I think that matters. I think that's a great point that Tiger made. Now, obviously, there's some people that aren't going to care about that. The ones who are struggling, the ones that are, see the money and see the riches that can be made and aren't so concerned about their legacy, I get that. But when you're Tiger, I think that has some meaning. I mean, think of in other sports where rival leagues came along and a guy jumped to that rival league. I know, like in the case of Herschel Walker, he started out in the USFL. But do we keep track, or do we combine his yards in the USFL with what he gained in the NFL? Like, I don't think we do. Like,
no, we don't.
You know, like, it's like we look at his NFL career. We will throw in his USFL career, as he was pretty prolific there. You know, so that's I think what we're getting at here is that the tour has such a long history, and that's sort of what you're judged against.
Bob, we had the author of Phil's new book on yesterday, and we were talking about Phil, and it seems as though not a lot of people really know Phil. He's kind of a mystery. I'm sure you've found that out over the years with Phil. I mean, even his caddy has said that he has no idea who Phil Mickelson is. Why is that the case, and do you feel like that's the case for you as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we think we know these guys, and we really don't, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the case in sports. I think that's a very great, very good point. You know, I did my own book on Tiger and Phil here, and I wasn't trying to dive into their personal lives as much. I mean, Alan's book, you're talking about Alan Shipnuck.
Yes, sir.
You know, his was a biography on Phil, a very deep dive, excellent book. It's got a lot of attention because of all the negativity, but there's a lot of great stuff in there too. And you know, I covered a lot of that same ground, in especially the early years, what I was doing. And you know, he's a fascinating guy. He's an incredible story. What he accomplished. You know, I like to point out that he was Tiger before Tiger. You know, his young days were really, really impressive. He was a great player. Just like Tiger was as a kid, and had all kinds of accolades and all kinds of hype, and lived up to it. Both of these guys did, you know. But as far as knowing them, you know, I mean, I think that's really hard to do. I think that's a hard thing in life today to try to get to the bottom of what a guy is truly like. And you know, in some ways, we're seeing that right now, and it's not all that positive.
Do you ever feel like Tiger, like, do you think he knows, and maybe this is where I'm going back with the comments yesterday, that he's, you know, he just realizes that between Tiger and Phil, when people look back on that era of golf, I mean, Tiger might go down as the greatest of all time, but when you think Tiger, you think Phil. When you think Phil, you think Tiger, and they're kind of intertwined in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's why I tried to do that book. You know, like, the Tiger clearly has the better record, way better. The Phil's record is incredible, and he did it during the Tiger era. He had to fight against that, and Tiger had to fight off Phil a lot. You know, in fact, Tiger lost some tournaments to Phil that he dearly would have won. I point one out in 06, Tiger finished second at the Masters. His dad was dying, and Tiger knew it, and he dearly wanted to win that Masters for his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil's the one who won, and Tiger had to put the green jacket on him. You know, so yeah, their careers were intertwined, and you know, I think what adds to it is there was a little bit of, you know, friction between them, some, you know, just some persnickety little issues at times that came up. Nothing egregious, but you know, they just weren't going to be, you know, pals, and not saying that they should be, but they also didn't make it easy on each other either.
Bob, I saw some swings from Tiger yesterday at Southern Hills. His swings look good. I'm not expecting much out of this weekend. I'm really not. Is making a cut, is that where we're at right now with Tiger? I know no one's expecting top 10, top 20. Are we just at, like, make a cut and be happy? Or where should we be at with Tiger's game for this weekend?
I think at this point that's where we should be. I think that's where we should be at for him right now, making the cut. Making a cut here is a bigger accomplishment than making it at the Masters. He's got to beat more guys. There's more top-ranked players in the field than the Masters. You know, it's a golf course he doesn't know as well as Augusta, and it's frankly going to play harder. So I think it's a great accomplishment if he makes it. And then I think you try to build from there. He had a bad weekend at Augusta. A lot of it was weather-related, cold. It's probably not going to be the case here, not to that degree. So you know, can he show improvement in terms of endurance and getting through rounds and playing better, because I think that's certainly a great, you know, place to build from for him. And then, you know, maybe this summer, if he plays a couple more times, we start talking about higher finishes, certainly by maybe next year. If he's able to get a bunch of tournaments under his belt, you look ahead to that more. But I think it's a lot to ask right now.
Hey, Bob, I'm curious what your thoughts are on this Saudi thing, you know, that Phil's been rumored to be a part of. And, you know, if it's going to gain some steam with certain, you know, American players or PGA players, I should say, more importantly, do you see that gaining any ground or no?
Well, I think we're gonna find out soon. The first one is next month. I don't think they'll have a great field. I think some guys are going to feel it out. There's 8 events this year. I think they're going to use those events to sort of gauge interest, test the waters. It's a lot of money. I've maintained all along that when some no-name guy wins $4 million for winning a golf tournament against 47 other guys, it's going to get people's attention. You know, it's just inevitable. It's human nature. And they do have a team component of it that might be fun, 54-hole tournaments. It's got some aspects to it that I think on a limited basis have some appeal. You know, the PGA Tour is mostly 72-hole stroke play events. You know, they have, 44 events throughout the year. And it's pretty much the same thing every week. You know, there's a match play event and there's a modified Stableford event.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is 72 holes, the same thing, you know, and these guys are proposing something a little bit different with a lot of guaranteed money. And I just think it's inevitable to gain people's attention. And they have the ability, if they want, to be patient. You know, they're very, very, very well funded. And over time, you know, they can attract people slowly but surely. And another thing they may do is try to get some younger players who have no allegiance to the PGA Tour. And what if they get a younger guy to go over there for a couple of years? He's guaranteed making a couple million dollars. He gets money in the bank. And then maybe he goes to try to play the PGA Tour. You know, so I think it's going to be fascinating to see the play out. And, again, it's really, are they going to want to withstand spending a lot of money? They don't need to make money. The Saudis have plenty of money in that public investment fund, and if they're determined to make inroads in this, I don't think their goal is to make money. I think their goal is to make inroads, and obviously use this as a way to sort of cover up or perhaps improve their image. And I think it's got a chance to create some havoc here for a while.
You think that in terms of making those inroads, one of those would be a television contract here in the States?
Yeah, they're going to need that eventually. You know, right now it looks like they're going to stream it, and it looks like they're going to give it away. You know, I don't think they want to keep losing unlimited funds. You know, obviously a TV contract of some sort would help, or even a streaming deal would help them offset a lot of their expenses. They're probably going to need to sign on some title sponsors at tournaments, you know, in order to offset some of the costs. I mean, $25 million purses. The purses on the PGA Tour are around $8 million. And, you know, they have you have a title sponsor involved paying for that. You have TV contracts paying for that. That's where that money comes from to pay out those purses. And it's a huge investment for those companies to put up that money. Next week's tournament, or last week's in Dallas, the AT&T Byron Nelson. You know, AT&T probably spends $10 to $12 million every year on that event. The purse is $8 million, but the tour kicks in some of that from the TV revenue. But they've got to engage and entertain people. It's a huge expenditure. So when you've got a $25 million purse, you know what is that going to require? I'm sure they're going to just get them to help them supplement it. But at some point you need to have some revenue coming in, I would think. And ticket sales is only, you know, just chipping it off a little bit at a time. They're going to need a lot more than that.
No question. Bob, outside of Scottie Scheffler, who you got this weekend?
Jordan Spieth.
Spieth's your guy?
Jordan Spieth is the man, I think. I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of guys that can win, frankly.
The tour's so good right now.
It's really hard to pick. I mean, he's, but he, you know, he career Grand Slam if he wins. He finished second last week. He won in Hilton Head 4 weeks ago. Likes the course, playing pretty nice. It doesn't hurt to come in feeling like your game's in good shape. So I'm sort of optimistic that it might be him this week.
Love it. And Bob Herrick, how do we get your book, Tiger and Phil?
Easiest thing to do, I guess, is go to Amazon. It's on there, and you have it in a day or two. I know it's at Barnes & Noble. It's at a lot of bookstores. I've gotten people sending me pictures from all over the place where they've seen it. So, but Amazon's the easy way. If you just want to go online and order it, it'll show up at your door in a day or two. So that's kind of cool.
Can't wait to read it myself. Thank you so much, Bob, and enjoy the busy weekend with Tiger.
Thanks much, guys. Be well. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.